Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's topic is The Dynamics Have Changed. Our opening scripture is taken from Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Pastor says, one remarkable distinction between Jesus and the prophets of old is that Jesus had the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in him. The Holy Spirit was within him, but the prophets of old had the Holy Spirit come upon them from time to time. For example, we read the story in Judges chapter 6 when Gideon was chosen by God to deliver Israel from the Midianites. The Bible says, for the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. Judges chapter 6 verse 34. Also in the 14th chapter, we find the story of Samson, who encountered a young lion on his way to Timnath. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, enabling him to tear the lion apart, as he would have torn a kid. Judges chapter 14 verse 6. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 10, before Saul became king, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he prophesied among the prophets. Also read the story of David in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. After Samuel anointed David as the future king of Israel, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. But today, the dynamics have changed. We're in the generation of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit doesn't come upon us like he did with those in the Old Testament. He lives in us now in his fullness. The Holy Spirit lives in you in his maximum capacity and entirety. Just like Paul said about Jesus in Colossians chapter 1 verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. In the next chapter, Paul also reiterated, for in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2 verse 9. Then in the very next verse, he was quick to add that we are complete in him. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. So today, just like Jesus, when you walk the streets, it's with the fullness of the Godhead. God Almighty, in his fullness, lives, walks, and talks in you. Hallelujah. Can you see that you aren't an ordinary person? You're a God-carrying vessel, filled with his fullness, and doing extraordinary things. Glory to God. Say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit within me. I'm a God-carrying vessel, replete with the maximum load of God. I'm not an ordinary person. I'm a vessel of divine power. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.